Radio.
Because I'm telling you, I mean, that's happening.
Yeah, but see what they do is they're trying to fake out.
Well, they're faking out. They fake her out.
They'll bring him in like in a
But there are cars parked everywhere.
I had to go out and wave
what kind
and
of
press.
Black? Was it say Air Force One?
It didn't say that.
Was it a black officer?
It was a dark one. But
what do you call those black ones?
Black Hawk Down. Black Hawk Down.
Don't say Black Hawk Down.
I mean, he's a black man. I wouldn't mind being called a hawk because a hawk is a nice thing, so he would be a
black hawk. That
and
means sharp.
Down at his event. Black Hawk Down. Yeah. I would use that if I would code words for this.
He probably would. He's cool. He's cool like that.
He's cool like that.
And let me just say,
okay,
I don't like the name. I don't like a hurricane named Sandy.
I don't either.
Yeah, well, now we're talking about the hurricane named Sandy. That is going to...
But it's not a hurricane,
you know.
Oh, it is a hurricane.
Oh, it's
a It's a tropical storm.
I was going to call it was a storm. No. This just in from Dare County Emergency Notification Center. Weekend weather update from Dare County Emergency Management. This is at...
I didn't say.
I thought it said the time. It says Hurricane Sandy tracking into Atlantic later today. Forecast for center of the storm to be approximately 200 miles east of Outer Banks Sunday, Monday. Gale force winds should begin Saturday night and continue into Sunday night. High seas astronomical. Astronomical? Really? Astronomical high tides? Never. Is that a technical term?
I don't know. Google it.
You know, the other thing is about the other
or
thing.
Or Cronus. Cronus. And 2 to 3 feet. Or what?
Cronus.
Cronus. I'm not talking about that because I've not had good experience with that. But okay.
I wouldn't be the one to ask.
It could be my Mac. It could be a Mac problem. It could be the little Mac bitch. Okay. High tides and 2 to 3 feet storm surge will generate moderate to major beach erosion. High tides for Saturday around 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Oh!
that out.
I made it down the coast in 17 hours.
You don't know this song. We're taking a ride.
Okay.
Hurricane coming on. It never does.
No.
He fills in for it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I love this song.
Running from the cold out the New England. I was born to be a sailor at Old Town's ring band. My baby played the guitar. I think the band's in now.
They couldn't.
Oh, North Country winners keep forgetting me. And I lost my mind and played poker, so I had to walk and lay behind.
Anyway, so that was to...
I wanted to hear about that trucker out of Johnson City.
You can't hear about
had
it.
Had a nice long toque.
It was to punctuate.
And oh, it was so pretty.
It was to punctuate weather coming in. And you know what's making it even worse? Or better, as I say. Big bad full moon. Big bad full moon.
When's the big bad full moon going to be here?
It's going to be here. I will tell you. Hold on, I've got my moon chart here.
I feel the bad moon rising.
I feel the bad moon rising.
Oh, and if he can't get me on email, he is going to text me.
Who?
Billy. Seems to be getting worse. Sandy really, really, really blows. Earlier today, or late yesterday, Sandy sucks.
Yeah, okay, he's been posting that on Facebook. Let's see.
So anyway, it said Saturday night and continue with the Sunday night. High seas, astronomical high tides, and 2 to 3 feet storm surge will generate moderate to major beach erosion. High tides for Saturday around 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please let us know if you'd like us to begin securing your home.
Monday is the full moon.
Monday's the full moon. That's going to drag
that
out
again.
A little bit more. Oh,
wait, she's running back out for some Obama drama. Hold on. That could be him.
Could be.
That could be him, but we're not sure.
Wouldn't it be nice if you would just pop in and see us?
Say, hey, what? Can you just see that?
There goes my president, Jim. I think he's just doing
he's
what I do.
He's trying to find a place to wait.
He's
park on top of it.
Trying to find a place to park. I would if I hadn't dropped the tree through the other day.
Did
you explain to them what's going on? Why we keep waving you?
Yeah, because we have Obama drama.
Yeah.
We have Obama coming to town today, and he's going to, I think
our
he's
president.
Speaking at noon or one, maybe
he's
now.
He's over at the, maybe
Carillon.
One.
He's got a lot of traffic, which means maybe he spoke at noon. I know he's got 5 or 6 stops today. He was in Florida, Virginia, somewhere else. Okay, so anyway, back to the big, bad, perfect storm.
And that is what
is
they...
Is it a perfect storm?
Well, what they're saying is, remember the movie The Perfect Storm? Which
mm-hmm.
you haven't... Have you watched it?
No. Don't tell me about it.
Okay. The best part of it, George Clooney.
Yeah.
It's a seaman. Yeoman. He's a seaman.
He's a
captain of a boat. Perfect storm. Let's see what they say. That's what they were saying because it is a metaphor. A storm that came through some other point. Let's see. Perfect storm. Somebody needs to talk. Somebody needs to talk.
I'm just dying here.
Well, I'm looking up the perfect storm information.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading Billy's most recent email.
I was looking for a contract.
My name is Mysticism and Parascience Mainstream. Concern about the year 2012, yes. Electrical grid, mainstream new scientists, European, more perfect storm. The hole in the Earth's magnetic field, according to December 6, 2008, yada, yada. Solar, yada, yada, yada. This ain't what I want to hear. Anyway, that's what I heard. I always do this, but I didn't do my homework. I'm so sorry, people. People out there listening to
Here's Pam for coughing and me for walking to the other room to get me a little snack of this.
Oh, kids.
You know, they're doing perfect storm as in everything in the whole world popping up, smacking against each other. I'm talking about the weather. That's what I want to know about. I don't need to know about Iran.
I've been all this metaphorical BS.
Nah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, I think you're going to have a bit of a storm.
I think we're going to have a storm. But you know what?
What do they say? We're going to have some weather.
I don't follow the weather. You know this about me,
and
right?
And here's why you don't. Because when you're at the beach, as we all know, because we're going there.
Because of the beach. Pam, are you going to live? Let's just take a moment
water
here. And let's all breathe deeply for Pam.
I don't know if I have any.
Pam, some water. Do you have water?
No, we have water coming out of the tap.
Oh, thank you.
She can't drink water out of the tap. She always is like, do you have water?
She doesn't want to have to look for a cup.
There's a cup right there.
I'm good now. I got
you
water.
Realize this is worse for you than drinking water out of the tap, right?
Probably.
Listen to me.
It's been in that plastic bottle probably for 3 years, and most likely it just came out of somebody else's tap.
And what it's
leaching
like,
all kinds of petroleum.
Just like that Coke over there that you're drinking.
Yeah, but you know what? I know it when I go in. I'm not pretending. You know what? I won't pay a dollar and 49 cents for a bottle of water. I will pay for serious poison, but not for water.
Yeah, me too.
Usually what I do when I empty one of these is I wash it out really good and I refill it from my...
Right, from your own good.
Well, that's nice for the reuse, recycle thing, but it doesn't stop you from getting petroleum leached into your body.
I know.
The good thing about having a Coke in a bottle like that, it kills anything.
That's true.
All they're saying for Saturday is windy chance of showers, highs in the low 70s and lows in the 60s. 60% chance of rain. Now on Sunday, it gets a little more sketchy. Tropical storm conditions, likely cloudy and windy with heavy rain, highs in the upper 60s and lows in the mid 50s. But by Monday, windy chance of rain showers, you're good to go. So if you can weather the storm.
Do you remember? It was a September one.
September. This is the one where they were saying the other day this would be like the one where you guys got a power for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And where poor Grandma Turner sat in the hotel.
Grandma Turner did not sit in the hotel.
She laid in the hotel.
She laid in rally at the hotel because they couldn't bury her because of the storm. They were comparing that to this.
Yes.
Last year, and who knows, it could be. We never know what's going to happen. Last year, remember Irene?
Mm-hmm.
They compared that to Isabel. Year before, or not maybe not the year before, but sometime in the last 2 years, there was Ike. It always seems to be I names. They compared that to Isabel. Last year at the beach, we didn't have, and again, I'm not being cocky, I'm just saying, there was no erosion, there was no damage. One of those storms that they made such a big deal of, they actually evacuated people from the beach house on Tuesday, and they had just checked in on the Friday before, and the storm was scheduled to hit like on a Thursday or Friday, but they were so afraid, they wanted to make sure they had plenty of time to get them out. And the It never rained.
They never rocked him like a hurricane.
They didn't get rocked like a hurricane. They didn't get rocked from the wind and the rain or southbound train or any of that stuff. It was really nothing. The wind never really even picked up.
You were the sunshine, baby.
Yes,
yes. And ever you smile. But I call you Stormy.
We would have named her Stormy no matter what, because that was the name that was stuck in my head, and that's what she was going to be named. Now, was Raindrop her child?
Raindrop was her mother.
Yeah. Raindrop was her mother?
Mm-hmm.
Where did Raindrop come from? Did we buy her as Raindrop?
Yeah, Mom named her. I think she came, but Mom named her.
But
we bought her.
We bought her.
She
wasn't
a child.
Born to us. She wasn't born to one of us.
No, she wasn't. Not even to her mother. She was, however, a beautiful horse.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful horse.
I have a new child.
You have a new niece.
Mary Ann's upset with me. But, I've gotten to the point where I don't think anybody cares about my stuff. I really do.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously?
Yeah, Kim, look at that.
Do you think that?
That is beautiful.
Really, you think that?
That's your new child?
No, that's a flower.
I'm deeply.
Don't be hurt. I guess I don't think that. I just think like it's just, you know.
So who's your new child? Do you have a picture?
What you
everybody
think is
so much
there's not enough drama attached to the little girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody says that about her child.
I've been
Colton.
Uh-huh. Colton and Sue Ellen are in the same boat.
Sue Ellen, I love that name.
Her JR was her partner.
Okay.
Until he passed away. I was going to send you this pin because I thought it would just make you so excited.
Oh, my God.
This,
I love that.
This is what I call nature's merry-go-round.
It scares me.
It's a passiflora incarnata.
It scares me just a little. It looks a little Asian.
It scares me because it just looks like
it
couldn't possibly
be big.
But you know what? You want to know what I didn't notice? And this is because of my dad.
I just loved it.
I'm
going to
post this on the Facebook.
See, from over there, I couldn't see that it had bees on it.
Yes. I didn't see the little spider there until I blew up the picture.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
I don't know
why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
There was an old lady who swallowed a spider. Then wiggled and giggled and jiggled inside her.
I don't know why
she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. No, she swallowed the spider to catch the fly. That was a year ago. Do you guys, a little more than a year ago, I swallowed the fly last year. We had, and again, I slipped a disc or whatever that came after that. We had an earthquake and a hurricane.
And you swallowed a fly.
And I broke an ankle. All in a very short period of time. I would say this has been a stellar year.
Let me just say what you would call
a natural disaster. A perfect storm? I never say that because somebody might show me worse, you know?
Well, that's true, but that was the perfect storm.
But can you believe
that? Or a trifecta.
Don't those little bees look like they're just going around the merry-go-round, don't they?
They do. I like this.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite flowers.
That's good stuff. I think she's making fun of me.
You think?
I'm quick at that way. I'm quick at that way. And, of course, I've just thrown the whole outline out the window. Somebody talk about something that we should be talking about.
I want to talk about Halloween.
I know you do.
Oh, but first I would like to talk about Susan Sarandon.
I don't know anything about Susan Sarandon other than, you know, I love her. I hope you're not
kidding. I like her.
No.
Talk
I called her yesterday on Katie. I record Katie because I like Katie Couric. So I like the people she had. Day before she had on Rod Stewart, and I got to go back.
Oh my God!
And
I love Rod. Pam and I went to see Rod.
I mean,
I love
that. I recorded it.
Really?
So
he just wrote a book.
I got to read.
Probably he was on, but yeah. He. So I have to go back and check him out. But I was checking out Susan Sarandon. She was on there yesterday, and she is the coolest thing. She came on there in a polka dot dress. It almost looked like that ugly dress she wore in the baseball movie that I hated because I thought it made her look too matronly.
You hated the baseball movie or the dress?
The dress that she wore. It made her look a little matronly to me. I didn't like it. But anyway, the dress was polka dot, I think, black and white maybe. I don't even know. She had on red flat ballerina slippers, or maybe they were house shoes. I'm not sure. But
what was she was on Katie?
Katie.
And what is Katie? What is she? Is she on? What is it?
Katie's
like
got her own TV show in the afternoon now. The afternoon, Katie's really good. That's what she should be doing. Anyway, she also didn't have a whole lot of support. So I mean, when she walked, she was just kind of bouncing, which is just a whole part of it. Which is kind of what she was saying. She was asking about Tim Robbins, and you know, she has two gorgeous sons by him, and a beautiful daughter. The older daughter's probably because she's 66 now.
Wow.
And I know she's
yeah. And and the daughter just got married, and she was on there and she was talking about this whole Tim Robbins thing. And she said, well, you know, we never got married because we never saw the reason to. I mean, we were together, we had children, we had real estate, but I just didn't want to get married. And then whenever it was, like 3 years ago, I just decided, oh, she's
so
cute.
Tiny and delicate.
And
a girl.
I just decided that I was ready to go.
And did she say why she decided that?
She just didn't want to be caught up in it anymore. She won't talk about her personal life that much. She just
and that's another reason I love her.
Her mother was married to her father for 40-some years or longer, maybe 60 years. She's the oldest of 9 children. What's her face, Susan? Her mother left her father after they had either been married 40 or 60 years. Maybe it was 40-some years because she was in her 60s.
Wrong way, fool.
And she left Susan's father, who's now passed on, but her mother's still here. And she said, and I think as far as that went, because her mom grew up in a time where it's just what you did.
You stayed.
You got married.
There wasn't any questioning.
Right. She said, I grew up in a time where, you know, people were getting married, and I got married the first time to Sarandon so that I could stay in graduate school. Because they went to some kind of Catholic school.
People have gotten married for that.
Right, and you had to be married.
When our friend Lisa got married because she thought she was going to get a free trip to Germany.
Right, and I mean, and you had to be married to live in the school because it was Catholic or something. It was a deal. So they weren't married very long, but they had a child. And but the coolest thing is just she is just ultimately cool.
She
says that she thinks they had to bleep her language a couple times.
She's
together.
She's smart.
And she didn't just
throw
bad words out.
She's politically active. She supports good causes.
And she didn't just throw bad words out. She threw them out just to punctuate what she was saying.
Is he taking a pizza to Obama? Or
he's going to eat lunch during her.
No, he's got a ticket.
He's right there.
I think he's delivering. Pam, did you order us pizza?
No, I did not.
Oh,
I thought you did.
Hold on. Go get him.
Oh, wait a minute. 347-215-6203 is the number if you would like to call us, or you can email us, or you can tweet. What are they? Do they tweet or Twitter? I know I've asked you this 100 times.
They tweet us.
They tweet us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or Facebook.
You can just say just tweet us. And they know.
Tweet us is okay. I just don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hit us up
on the Twitter.
Talk to us about the president visiting our town, your town, helicopters in general, Halloweenies.
My Halloween, because that's why we just can't get pregnant. Let me just tell you the last thing about her is this. She's opened a restaurant in New York City where she lives. It's a ping pong bar.
I heard about that.
Everywhere, and they showed her in a bar, and she's opening another one, California, probably somewhere else. And she said, if anybody has any space anywhere in the country and any money, call me. We'll set up a ping pong. It wasn't like, I'll come and set up the bar. It's like, if you have money, I'll come and help you with it. But anyway, it was pretty cool.
That's just funny.
I found her.
She is probably, she donates so much of the money that she earns to
her
good
boy,
causes.
The one looks so much like her husband. He's the cutest. I think his name is Jack, maybe. They've got
the first husband or Tim?
Susan, the girl is that first husband. The boy,
okay.
Tim,
the
boys
are
boy.
About Tim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Such a good looking kid. Anyway, so that's what I have for at the moment. But then we're going to talk about Halloween because somebody else brings something up while I send this to Billy.
All right, I was looking at this here. I was trying to find a little bit about her restaurant. In NYC, Pamela. I sent you a text earlier.
You did.
I just got it. Well, I want you to respond.
Okay.
She's making fun of me.
This happens.
I know it.
We lose words.
We lose words. We lose the ability to speak. Well, does she have a boyfriend now?
Bergmanzian?
I'm asking. It's a question mark. Angel Trumpets. You know what they are?
No.
Though based on what I was listening to on Martha's Garden program, it's angel trumpets are those big wonderful tropical flowers. They can be 12 inches long, the big blooms.
Okay.
And then I just knew you would know what it was. And then when the guy was using the technical term, I hope she doesn't die on it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. The technical term.
It's something like Bergmanzias or Bergamanzias. And then I said, tropical, yes, but you just bring them in. You cut them down, bring them in, keep them cool away from the frost, and then bring them out in the...
Do you have that?
No, I'm asking you the question. Should I get them?
Where have you seen those, or you just saw this?
I've seen the trumpet flowers, I think, based on his description, but I was listening to that. You don't listen to me, do you?
But...
On Martha's Garden Views radio show.
Oh, I would say try it. I need to see a picture.
I'm going to try to find one.
You know, and I...
She's in there, Jamie.
You got to pull them out. You know, I just... Things that I have to take out, pull out, put back.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, my God, they're gorgeous.
If you don't want to, you could always not and just plant a new one next year. I've been eating those things for 3 months.
That's okay.
Those are so pretty.
Are they gone?
I love them.
They come in all kinds of colors. They're called Brug.
I can see why it's called angel trumpet.
It's Brugmansias. Brugmansias. That's just one. They come in all different colors.
Those are beautiful.
I love the white ones. And that's a triple flower. I had one self-seed in a pot.
Stale little bitches.
I know it, but you go with it. I had one self-seed in a pot on my balcony on Grace Street 1 year. And I loved it. And it would open up at night.
It opens at night.
They smell heavenly. Some of them do. This guy was saying now some of them open during the day. They smell heavenly. They're wonderful.
And it's a vine.
Looks like it to me.
And what is moonflower?
I thought what he was talking about was moonflower.
Moonflower.
Speaking of vine, that's my honeysuckle. Not to be confused with my honey.
Honey. Your honeysuckle?
No, my honeysuckle. Not to be confused with my honey.
Suckle.
Do y'all know that?
Say that again.
That is a funny word.
It took so long for these to bloom and do well. I'm so excited. I built a pergola just in hope that this would happen. See, this is how I anticipate it.
The deer ate my honeysuckle. I had the same one. We bought them each
other too.
The deer, mine won't. As soon as they get a little bit of new growth buds, the deer nip it in the bud.
I think sometimes I'm just saying. It's my opinion. I could be wrong. I think sometimes Pam is a little harsh on wildlife in her area.
Pam, I'm thinking they come
I'm
with the animosity.
She is She has chosen to live in this little,
idyllic
woodland paradise. And when the little bunnies come up and eat a little bit of her silly stuff that she's growing, she puts bad energy on them. I've seen it.
Wait, she goes, hold up, dear. These are your ancestors up on the wall. Okay.
She's showing them
the heads are on the wall.
But I need to try that.
If I were you, I'd move on.
They eat all my stuff, and I'm just like, whatever.
Just move along.
We had two mama deer, walk through our backyard the other day, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I was on the phone, and I ran around. Well, what they were after were the two little baby deer out in the front yard of the neighbor, and mommy deer came running after them, and they all went running down our street. I don't know where they went, but they live in our neighborhood.
When we lived in Philly and on the main line, the deer made a track across the back of our hill. Because, you know, from our house, we went from the road up across the creek, long hill, then the house was on one terrace, and then up. And there was nothing back there. The houses were all down lower than our house. So they came through there all the time. And the neighbor was like, I don't see you doing this very long, planting these hostas and doing this and doing that, because the deer are going to ruin them all. I wish they could kill them. But, you know, at one point we had so many deer.
And he said, I wish I could kill you.
I just said, well, I think they're beautiful. Oh, God, no, you're not one of them. This is that neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at one point, we did have a lot of deer there, and I guess maybe they did need to be, you know, maybe they were,
Hey, here's my thinking. If they don't, like, thin out the herd as far as humans are concerned.
That's right. Why
they have to thin out the herd with the deer? I would like to go around and thin out this herd.
Oh, man, I'd like to thin out the herd. I would feed them. I left salt and apple blocks along the back of my property so I could sit out on the balcony and watch them walk along the back, and I loved them. And when it would snow, they would be up there, and my sweet kitty cat, Boo Radley, would go out and sit on a stump and be right among the deer and feel like she was one. She loved being out there with the deer. And of course, we had a lot of snow. But they never ate my hostas. They never ate my plants because I gave them something else to eat.
The bunnies eat my hostas. Yeah. And I'm okay with it because I feel like it's bunny food.
Pam's not okay with it.
I've got no fruit. So I don't have time to think about it anymore.
I think you should dress as a bunny for Halloween and maybe you would put yourself in the bunny
place. I don't have that many bunnies.
Oh, I have
you used to talk
you
about them all the time.
A lot of bunnies.
I have beautiful bunnies.
These are my bunnies.
I used to have a lot of bunnies.
I
don't have that many bunnies.
Are they upstairs on the wall?
No, they're not. Bell started ringing the chains.
What?
New
tongue
moved in her own
house. We got squirrels.
I haven't had that many.
Oh, God. Squirrels bother me. I love them. I love you. Now, our question was, and next week is Halloween, which I love Halloween. Halloween's a fun holiday.
We love Halloween.
I have one more plant question for you.
What's that?
Don't ask me. Don't ask me this.
There was a band in Richmond in the old days called Don't Ask Me This.
I don't know. I'm just patting.
First, it's a little red. It almost looks like a raspberry, but it's hard. And then it opens up. Yeah, just to the side of my house at the lake. Shade, yeah, under a lot of heavy oaks. And then those orange seeds, they popped open and the orange seeds start to fall. Pam, I collect things for you.
And you just don't care.
It just almost looks, the foliage part and the way it comes up looks like a Solomon seal. Or the bleeding heart.
No.
Bleeding heart, you can see the heart.
Well, bleeding heart's also a very soft, low growth. This is a bush.
Okay.
This is a bush. Yeah, it's a bush.
I mean, it's got a, see, this is a hard, I mean, that's a hard green thin stem like a rose bush or a briar bush or snake briar or something like that. I've been stalking it and taking its picture as it transformed because I thought I was going to send it to you and you were going to know what it was.
I'm sorry that disappointed you twice.
I know. But I'm not keeping track. I'm not counting. Halloween. Okay, if anybody out there.
Wait, the word haint. The Urban Dictionary defines it as, I'm going to give you the props on this, a southern colloquialism. There you go. And a ghost, an apparition, or lost soul. And the sentence they say, have here, I love this stuff. On his way back from Mobile, my friend was killed on Bloody 98. Now he's just another restless haint.
Restless haint. Mm-hmm. He's a restless haint. And I told her, she said, where'd that come from? And I said, it's just a southern or countrified version of the word haint or haunt. Mm-hmm. And I asked her if she remembered
what you got.
But chiefly Southern U.S. variation of haunt. Originally,
the
meaning has since morphed to mean more than a ghost. It can also mean a scary bitch or mean person, usually a woman.
I like that. I'm going to start using
the Urban Dictionary.
I'm going to say, you haint, you skanky, you skanky, heinous haint.
I tried to kill her with kindness, but that haint is just full up of meanness.
Let's start calling Sandy a haint, the storm that's threatening to wipe out the weekend.
Right.
Pam, do you remember Hanny Panny?
Ooh, this is a good one.
I remember the...
Me too, but
that's all I remember. This girl that I went to school with, we talked about her a few weeks ago because she was the cousin of that darling boy, Johnny.
How'd you spell Hanny Panny?
I never spelled it. I would think if you were going to spell it, it would be H-A-U-N-T-Y. You would just print like haunt, hant, haint.
Oh, it's a ghost. Haunty panty.
Hanty panty. Panty panty.
Everything
what they called
popular.
It. Because
up the road from where they live, you know how out in the country there are all these little pockets where there was a house, but it's now not a house. It burned down. It broke down.
It whatever happened.
It never got built.
So far,
burned, or it was there's a little bit of a graveyard there, and it happens to have been a house or something. But the house is gone or it's abandoned, and people pull in there and drink and smoke and do other things.
Okay.
So,
fornicate. They might be fornicate.
It was up the street. I mean, you know how those people, every family right on the Hanover Louisville line, and those people, they are just,
they're a different breed.
They're hicks. They are just hicks. But anyway, they call this place Hanny Panny because this woman, there was an old home site. There were a couple of tombstones there. It had been like the family graveyard, but it had been abandoned for years. It was just kind of a pull-off, and people would pull in there, and as I said, drink, smoke, and do other things.
Other things.
And there was a woman from the neighborhood who was having a bit of an affair.
She was fornicating.
Fornicating, as Marianne has so clearly pointed out,
with a man who was, unfortunately for her and probably for him, married to someone else. So,
who was a heinous haint, maybe?
I don't know. I never heard anything bad about that one.
She may have been a heinous haint.
She could have, but I never heard anything about that part. All I know is that what I've heard, and I'm assuming to be true because I don't know otherwise, I never did any research, but he picked her up one afternoon after work, and they had gone out, and they were up at this place on the side of the road, and the wife had them followed, and she knew where they were. Somebody came and told her, and she went up there and yanked her out of the car, and the woman went off running. She would not let the man take her home. She would not give her a ride. So the woman had to run home. I mean, I had to run somewhere. I don't know if it was home. Again, she ran. She ran, and she did not have her pants on. So supposedly the woman threw a conniption fit out there and was just throwing the clothes and the beer bottles and stuff and maybe some Boone's Farm, whatever it was, in the car. She was just pitching it out into this yard where the tombstones were. And supposedly the woman's undergarments were hung on the side of one of the tombstones.
This is a great story.
And that's one of the things I do love about being in the South. You tell these stories to other people, and they're like, no, I don't think so. And
I believe.
No, you know, people are kind of spooked about graveyards. And so from that day on, it was known as Hanny Panny. Because the panties were hung on the tombstone. And nobody would ever move them.
Now, did you know the person that was...
Mm-hmm. The handy panty.
No, the girls did.
Did you never own the panties of handy? Or
did I did not. I was a child. I was not even driving yet.
Okay.
And so no, I didn't know. But you know, these people were much more advanced than we were, and the things they were allowed to know, and the things they were allowed to talk about. And you know how mom used to always have to check everybody out ahead of time. But she didn't let me spend the night, but she did allow me. She gave me and it was way the other end of the county.
Yeah.
But she gave me a ride down there, and I
remember that.
I think what it was is I took the bus home with her. I rode the bus home with her, and then mom came and picked me up after supper. And while I was there, I heard that story.
Wow.
And I never go by that road, and I know where the road used to turn off. And even sometimes when we ride up there, I will go by that road, and all I can think of is Hanny Panny. And they should name that road that.
Hanny Panny. You should put a little sign up there.
Hanny Panny Lane.
I think you should. Did you know? I don't think you did. Do you know that Linden Road has a ghost? And do you know who it is?
I do not.
It is. The Linden Road
is, I'm looking at Richmond ghost stories because I do love this stuff.
I know you do.
It's believed to be haunted by the ghost of Elizabeth Poe.
Oh!
An actress who was there for a production at the Richmond Theater in 1811. She became ill and died in one of Linden's rooms, leaving her two young children orphaned. One of the children
Edgar.
Is the famous Edgar. Yep. The hotel teams up with they want you to go to the ghost tour. Of course, we know Edgewood Plantation has ghosts. Everybody knows
that.
I probably have heard the Linden Road story and just, okay, they're starting to move now.
Mm-hmm.
What do they say? On the move, when the president's on the move, eagle on the move,
Black Hawk up, out.
Oh my God, a little aside here, speaking of that. I saw, you know,
Black Hawk?
No. I dip into these television shows sometimes that are so bizarre and I have no idea, and I'm so pleased because I realize that I'm sort of a snob and I discount television at large, even though there are some programs that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But I just discount most of it, and I say things like, how could you possibly need, you know, thousands of channels, because there's never anything on good for the most part. But I was trying to find a football game for James Izzy, because we don't know. We don't have a guide.
We have TV, really. I could live without TV forever. We have
a I don't know how to search.
I don't have a guide. I don't know how to search. I don't know how to read the menu. But I'm trying to find him a football game. Sadly, I never found it. I didn't get to watch it. But by the time I found
what
it, he was asleep anyway. I don't know.
Was it Sunday?
I don't know.
If it's Sunday, it's Fox.
Okay. Yeah, but will you need to just write those things down for me and the channel numbers, and then I'll keep it in the front of my calendar so I can do it for him. But there was a show, a documentary about the Secret Service men who were working the day Kennedy was shot.
Wow.
I hope I can find it again. I hope I didn't see all of it. I saw like the last.
I don't think I may have seen it.
It was so
riveting.
It was riveting. And just here, it just totally changed their lives for the worse, which you might imagine. But, you know, in addition to the single bullet theory, and which band is named after, and the conspiracy theories that were abounding, I didn't know this. Of course, I wouldn't. I was a baby. But there was a theory that it had been that the Secret Service had been complicit with the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
These men now, I mean, when was that? 62? 63? See, I thought it was 63.
Okay.
So what is that?
A while back.
Oh, 50 years ago, almost. Well. It was a while back, but these guys are, the ones that are alive are elderly. They cannot talk about it without crying. I mean, some of these guys, it was just horrible. But what was so interesting was the way they did this show. If anybody saw it, call us and tell us what you think, or tell us where we can find it again, because I can't find the switchboard, but I know our number is something like...
You said something.
Something right. 347. I was right. 215-6203.
Good job.
What's that number? 347-215-6203.
I have it on my
phone. 215.
But the 347-215-6203.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam. But that's the way they did it. The way it was edited, showing the clips from start to finish, and then you know, talking at little clips here and there. It was a fantastic show if you get a chance to see it. Which, that's what brought us to the, what do they say when the president's on the move? What's that phrase they use? Not if you remember, not if he's not a
president. Well, they say eagle out.
I don't know what they say.
They call him the eagle. Well, all of them have their
eagle
own.
On the move.
All of them have their own nicknames.
Each president does?
Oh, yeah, they don't use the same one. No.
Huh. Well, who was he?
I don't know, but he was somebody.
All right, we'll have to figure that out. Okay, so anyway, what were you? You were talking about the handy panty.
Just
goes downtown.
The ghosts we have in town. We've got a lot of ghosts around here because we're old. Hollywood Cemetery, one of the best places, and I know you know this, and your nephew Gary Turner freaks out if anybody even talks about it. Cold Harbor Battlefield.
Oh yeah.
He and some friends went there one night when he lived here. And he said he was never so, he said, granted we'd have a few beers, smoked a little, but he said, I have never been so scared in my life, because he said you could just, it was
they
almost like you
like
could
a
see
fog.
The people. Yeah.
You can see movement of people.
I took a workshop once with this woman, funny, I remember, her name is BJ. My goat vet's name is BJ. But I don't remember this woman's last name. I just remember it, BJ. But she was an animal communicator.
Yep, the mysterious fog circles around.
Mm-hmm. And she was talking about going to a battlefield. She was also an intuitive. I don't think it was Cold Harbor, though. I think it was one up north. And she said her husband was kind of a Civil War buff, and she hadn't really thought about it. And she said she got there, and it was, you know, a nice day, and they were just going to hike the grounds, and he went to take some pictures. And she said when she got out of the car, beautiful sunny day, but
somewhere up north or here?
Up north. It wasn't about
probably, you know where I bet it was.
Gettysburg.
The other words, yeah. The other words.
Gettysburg.
She said that it felt to her all of a sudden like a dark cold. And she said it was so strange because the sky was still blue and it was still sunny, but it was dark to her. And she said that her focus was pulled over to the woodland because they supposedly that's pretty much laid out the way it was then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an open field and the woods behind. And they still had like a split rail fence. And she said she could see the faces behind the fence. She could see the people, and she said she could feel their terror. And
what a heinous war!
Oh, it just makes me.
Of all of them, terrible.
But I mean, that is just. Makes me so sad, and that's why I get upset with people who glorify it and
dress up
like
and stomp
so
around
great.
And flap legs. Really?
To me, that's a very embarrassing part of that.
You know, you live in an odd place. When you are walking, when you're riding around the city, the most liberal part of the city, and around a museum, and a very nice museum, and almost any time of the day, there's at least one person, often multiples, walking, waving their Confederate flag. They must have a schedule or something. For a while, they were out there waving this flag that was like, you know, bring back our flag. I texted Billy the other day because he had come by there right behind me, and I said, tell me, don't you wish you had enough time in your life, on even one day of your life, to walk around the Museum of Virginia waving a Confederate flag that was in use for, what, 3 months or something?
I don't even get it.
And glorifying no matter what side you were on. It's horrible. It was just such a blight on our history. And the fact that we keep it going, and I use that we general, I don't mean us specifically, it is an embarrassment.
When I was riding up through Louisa the other day, I went some back roads, and there was a house back on the side roads with Confederate flags hanging out front, one painted on a truck. And then I passed a guy driving with a big old flag on the back of his, you know, they evidently put flag holders on the cab of their truck so they can fly these flags when they drive down the road.
Crazy. Different
it makes me want to stand on the side of the road and shoot at the truck.
that's not a really good way to respond.
But I think it's a good way.
Well,
it'll get their attention.
It'll get their attention, but it would also get you landed in jail. And then there's that part of it that's like they would be saying, see, they're no better than we are.
Whatever.
All right, I have a quote for you.
Yes.
And it's not Halloweeny, but it is something that...
You need to stop saying Halloweeny because you know it didn't remind me of the joke.
I know. Okay, I'll stop.
You can keep saying it. I like it.
Halloweenish? It's not Halloweenish, but it is appropriate and timely, and it has to do with something that just happened here in Richmond. Okay. I love this quote. And of all the years... I'm not going to editorialize anymore because then y'all will guess. I only knew two things about Seattle. One, it was a long way from racist, sexist, homophobic, hide-bound, purse-lipped, gun-toting, church-crazed, flag-saluting, bourbon-swilling, buzz-cut, save-your-Confederate money boys, Richmond, Virginia. And two, there was reputed to be something not quite right about its weather.
Tom Robbins. Only because I know he went to Seattle, but... I can certainly understand.
But you know what?
I love the quote.
I love the quote. And you know what? And have you not seen me...
Say you want to go to Seattle?
Well, oh, yeah, that too. But these are the kinds of things I spit out frequently. You know, like blah, 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 blah. I'll have to go back and look up some. I can't remember. But we got on a roll a couple of years ago.
Lord.
And I had started it, and then everybody added to it. But of all the time that I've been a huge fan of his, and you know, I knew he had gone to Seattle, but I never really thought about that he went there from here as an escape from here. And I had never read this quote in this interview until just the other day when I was looking up trying to find information about the writer's conference that was just in town.
I like that.
And it made my day. I love it.
I like that.
And I mean, she got to see him the other day. At the writer's conference.
You did.
Did we ever find out anything about him or had ever read anything about him?
I don't think she did. She just, when I was talking about him, she said,
Hey, I can get you a pass. I said, okay. And I said, you do know I named a cat after a protagonist in one of his early novels. And she said, oh, my God, you're a groupie.
Did she ask which cat?
I, no.
You're so funny.
Yeah, I guess I am. But anyway, I got a pass and I was able to go, and it was absolutely fantastic. So anyway, because he's almost 80 and he's still cool and irreverent and smart and funny and on top of it.
And the fact that he didn't come here,
I know. It's because of the Library of Virginia, not because of the Writers' Conference. Yeah. Well.
Were they doing something for him?
Well, it was smart. Now, what they did is this year, the Library of Virginia literary awards were combined with the James River Writers' Conference.
Good idea.
Which was smart. So they got the benefit of having the big name writer here.
And did anybody? He didn't come to the party today.
No.
Nobody came but the local.
But you know why? And I didn't know this, or I wouldn't have been at that party. He was at the Bird. He spoke at the Bird Theater because they were doing a showing of the movie Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Oh, wow.
So he was there.
You know what kills me is, you know, I love the Bird Theater, but I think we've had this talk before. I'm afraid of the seats. I'm afraid of bed bugs and stuff. I think and the reason we've talked about
I wear cotton, and I don't think they're going to get into the weave of the cotton.
And the next time I go,
I wouldn't go with wool, and I wouldn't carry a lot of extraneous
baggage.
Clothing.
Next, but I don't mind going. But when I go, I'll carry something plastic to sit on.
Extra bodies.
Because I would love when I win the lottery. The first thing I want to do is to just fix the seats in there so that. They don't. It doesn't
and,
feel like
but
that.
But you know what?
Put them back to real.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they're not historic, they're not going to, anything you do to them. If you even try to make them like the historic seats, you're going to have fabric, and they will harbor bed bugs.
Well, we need to think of something to put on them.
My question is, I think everyone, you know what I think? Like when you wear booties when you go into a house tour?
Whole suit.
I think they should have them there available.
Right.
A little Tyvek elasticized chair wrap.
Right. Oh, that would be great.
And then you, let's invent it. Let's invent it. It's a cheap little thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they make the Tyvek right here in Richmond, Virginia at DuPont.
A DuPont?
Yeah. You know, we've only got a minute and 52 seconds left.
Yeah, I was looking for
this
something.
This is going to swim the show. I wanted to call about costumes, and I wanted to ask people to call us and tell us what their favorite costume is and what's the oddest costume and all of that.
I feel like that now.
Well, it is. We usually dress as witches.
I can tell you what.
Because it makes us feel.
I can tell you,
three-dimensional.
What your niece is going to wear. She's going to something tomorrow night and just to wear a costume. And she says, I'm not going to buy anything. So her friend says, well, let's just wear jeans. Everybody has boots, so let's do some cowboy something. So they're wearing boots, jeans, camo shirts, and on the back of it, it says, Save Iraq. Awareness.
Oh, that's funny.
They're painting it on the back in pink sparkle. So.
Well, she called me. She emailed me the other day and was talking about my car. I had actually forgotten when I came as a fallen angel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She didn't know what I was.
Took
but,
a while.
But then I had to tell her. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I had twigs in my hair. I had wings on and some bruises. And I was a fallen angel.
What else did you wear?
Just regular clothes. But I had wings.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I had my hair. I had some
dresses
and
stuff.
I
was
something I could do.
I have to end the show with this.
Okay. You know what?
Uh-huh.
I know.
Go ahead. I get to come up there. There you go.
Here we go.
Something evil lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a light almost out of your heart. You try to see, but
I am. We have to do it. Okay, you can end it. Part is at the end.
He's trying, folks. We're going to end the episode.
What's the problem?
I'll take you home.
I'll take you. I love Michael.
I know. All right, we're signing off. I think the president's leaving, and Michael has
out of here.
And we are ending the episode. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you next week.
And it'll be November.
Oh, my Lord.
And you know what happens. The holidays start, and things start getting
crazy. Okay, you sure you want to end this episode?
I'm going to go with a yes.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom. End the episode. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Happy Halloween.
Bird got to fly. She wasn't going to say that anymore, but she did.
I did.
Bye-bye.